This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials confirm they are looking into first responders' use of ketamine after the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Last summer, McClain went into cardiac arrest after police attempted to take him into custody and paramedics injected him with ketamine in the ambulance. Since June of this year, state officials say they've been flooded with complaints about ketamine and have launched an investigation. State officials regulate the use of ketamine in pre-hospital settings and told CPR that it has been used 902 times since 2018. About 16% of those administrations had complications, according to state data. McClain's death has helped inspire a national movement against police brutality. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People in Basalt will have to wear masks in public for another 3 months. The Aspen Times reports the town council has been approving a resolution requiring the coverings on a month-by-month basis since spring. Now it will extend through late October. Council says they can rescind the order if public health situation gets better. Experts are anticipating a busy wildfire season in Colorado, but the pandemic restrictions might make it difficult to get trained disaster volunteers from other states to help out. The Red Cross of Colorado has put out a call for local volunteers to train ahead in case of an emergency in the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.